Hello, friends. Welcome to Pet Tips. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and today I'm going to talk about gopher tortoises. And they're not really technically pets, but a lot of Florida has a gopher tortoise, and there may be one living in your yard. So let's treat this animal, wildlife, the way we would treat our pets. And let's learn a little bit about it, because as stewards of nature, Pet Tips likes to advise you on what you can do to not disrupt the world's ecosystems from having and adopting rescue animals, from taking care of sea turtles, which are now in their nesting season. So welcome, little gopher tortoise. And the reason I'm telling you this is because, yes, I have one in my yard. I just named him Tony the tortoise. You know, they're a keystone species because it's the backbone of the plant and wildlife community in which it lives. Without the tortoise, the populations of more than 350 wildlife species that seek refuge or live in the burrows would be greatly reduced, if not eliminated. Some of the species that depend upon tortoise burrows are called commensals, and include the indigo snake, the pine snake, the gopher frog, the little possum, burrowing owl, Florida mouse, gopher critic, and scarab beetle. Who knew that the gopher tortoise was helping to shelter Mother Nature's little creatures? So legally, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission in 2007 listed the gopher tortoise as a threatened species. So it's against the law to damage, destroy, harass, or kill a gopher tortoise, their burrows, or their eggs. So let me tell you about Tony the tortoise. I discovered him grazing and was just admiring his shell. And I learned a little lesson, you know, slow and steady wins the race. So what do you do if a gopher tortoise is living in your yard? Well, embrace the opportunity to learn about a threatened species and help conservation efforts. Here are a few of our tips in this pet tip. Leave the tortoise alone and keep dogs and small children away from it and its burrow. Use tortoise-friendly plants to landscape your yard. In addition to providing excellent food for the tortoise, the plants will require very little watering once established. You can find out more at myfwc.com/gopher tortoise, and tortoise is spelled T-O-R-T-O-I-S-E. Allow your gopher tortoise to come and go freely from your yard, fencing it in or restricting its movements in any ways against the law. It is acceptable to trim tall grasses around the burrow if necessary, but leave the burrow and mound alone. And if possible, avoid mowing, digging, driving over, or otherwise disturbing the area right around the burrow, which includes the entrance, apron, and 25 feet beyond the burrow opening. Did I say 25 feet? Yes. They are incredible diggers. Never block the entrance to the burrow. It could harm the tortoise or prevent its exit. And a burrow should not compromise the integrity of a foundation or mound septic system. So there are other options. As far as if you see a tortoise crossing the road, do not take the tortoise with you. If it's in the roadway, you can move it across the road in the direction in which it was headed. So, you know, living in your neighborhood, yes, of course, if a lot's going to be developed and gopher tortoises are present by law, they must be moved out of the harm's way before land clearing begins. If you find a sick or injured gopher tortoise, what you need to do, sometimes it's better to just leave a sick or injured gopher tortoise alone and let it return to its burrow to heal. You may pick up an injured tortoise to transport it for treatment if necessary, but I usually call Miguel Nature Park or one of the wildlife rescues to come. You can call the nearest FWC regional office to find a wildlife rehabilitator in the area or take it to a veterinarian. So friends, a gopher tortoise, this median land turtle with a large stumpy hind legs and flattened shovel-like front legs that he uses to dig furiously in sandy soil, is not just a wildlife that you get to observe and enjoy, even though you can't make it a pet. It is actually a keystone species, and it is helping Mother Nature shelter all the little critters. So, for Pet Tips, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Join us again next Monday.